So the other day, I picked up a copy of Open Sousa from upstairs, and they gave me a free beer with it. And I think this is one of the problems with a lot of people's perception of open source software. They think it's all about the free beer rather than about freedom of speech and freedom of what you can do with the software. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later on. First of all, what I wanted to do was give you a quick demo of my software project called App Mode. And what I have is, I'll just jump out of here. Okay, so what I have is a mobile development studio for building cross-platform mobile apps, which works entirely in your browser. It's end-to-end. There is nothing to download, nothing to install. There's no complex sign-up. We aim to be the fastest, easiest way to get started with mobile development. And first thing I'll do is I'll show you a quick demonstration of how you can build a really simple Hello World application and just how quickly and easily that can be done. So this is the development surface, or the design surface. And you click here to create a view. And we click to select a widget. We click there, put the widget where we want. You can move the widget around. Double-click on that to go into the code editor. And you can code the functionality in your application in JavaScript. Click Save, and then you're done. That's it. The application is now created. If you're logged in on your mobile phone as the same user as you're logged in as on the desktop, you could actually just use that QR code to preview the application in the browser on your phone. And if you want to build distribution packages for all of the different platforms, you just go over here and you click the Build button, and you wait for those packages to be built. And as they're built, a QR code will pop up for each of the packages. So that gives you an example of how quickly and easily you can actually build a mobile application with this software. Okay, so as I was saying before, App Mode, it allows just about anyone to create mobile apps in minutes. But the quality of the apps that people can build is reliant on the widgets that are available for them to build those applications from. And widget, this is not something that I should have to explain, but with mobiles and what people are calling desktop widgets nowadays, it's become a little bit of a gray area as to what exactly a widget is. In the traditional sense, a widget is a UI component. It could be something as simple as a button or a text box, but it could be something more complex. It could be a control to display a Twitter feed or a Facebook feed. It could be a control to access a database in the back end or a cloud service of some sort. So we're not talking widgets as in the little widgets like clock widget and stuff that you install onto your desktop on your mobile phone. We're talking widgets as in the components that you use to build an application. So that's what I just said. Okay, so where do the widgets come from? Well, when a mummy widget and a daddy widget love each other very, very much. No, seriously. Widgets, it's all coming from social coding, which means you guys. Social coding. Does everyone know what social coding is? Stuff like GitHub, for example, is social coding. The general idea of social coding is to make it easy for other people to reuse your software. Open source makes it possible for other people to use your software, but it doesn't really make it easy, okay? You can download the stuff, but then you've got to set up There's a lot that you have to do to get things working. Social coding is all about simplifying that. So for example, GitHub, you can pick a project that you want to work on, you can click one button to fork that project. It makes it really, really easy. As I said, easy. So what we've done for social coding with App Mode is we've created a developer's marketplace. Now, the idea is that developers will be able to create the widgets that go into building a mobile application, and they'll be able to take those widgets and put them into the marketplace and make them available for everyone to use. And I'm going to go back now for a second, and I'm going to show you just how easy it can be to add a widget in. So up the top here, just full screen that. Up the top here, we have a set of installed widgets. There's all of 6 widgets, so there's not a lot you can do with that. But down here, we've got some ads for different widgets that you can install. So for example, down the bottom here, there's a toggle. Click on there, gives you some details of the widget, gives you an indication of what it's going to look like. There's a button you can click on to go and view the documentation. There's a button you can click to view the license to make sure you're happy with the licensing of it before you go installing it. Hit the install button, and when the internet connection, oh, there it is, there's a toggle, and I can put that in. So that's how easy it's going to be for people to reuse your components. So, the developer's marketplace is going to help you with a few things to get your widgets right and to make them so that other people can use them easily, and if you're coming from the other side, to make it so that you can easily reuse other people's widgets. And we'll start with coding standards, because obviously, if you're going to be taking code from a lot of different places, then it's important that some coding standards are followed so that you can read that code. If you end up with a widget which just has a bunch of code with no line breaks, that's just ugly as hell, it's going to be really difficult for you to use that and actually get some decent usage out of it. Documentation. This is something that is terribly lacking in a lot of open source projects, is documentation. And without a well-documented API, people being able to reuse your widgets is just not going to happen. So the developer's marketplace is going to help you with that and help you to get your documentation right. The other thing that we help you with is licensing. And the whole basis of open source software is the licensing. And it's amazing how many people get licensing completely wrong with their open source software. And there's quite a few different ways that they get it wrong. And I'll go through a few of those. First one is no copyright notice. When you create your work and you don't put a copyright notice on it, it makes it very difficult for someone to see where a section of work came from, who it was that originally wrote that code. You'll also find that some of the open source licenses actually say, as a condition of the license, the above copyright notice must be retained in the source code. The number of times I have seen that license with no copyright notice above it. No license file is another great one. If you read the text of the GPL, it actually says you should have received a copy of this license along with the software. And the number of times I have downloaded GPL software or mysteriously open source software that had no licensing file whatsoever, and I've had to go chasing around to try and find what licenses is actually released under. So a licensing file should always be included, and it's often not. Attribution licenses. Creative Commons licenses is being used a lot by people nowadays, particularly the attribution license. And again, you have a condition in this license that says you may use this software so long as you provide attribution in the form specified by the developer or by the copyright holder. and then they don't specify how you're supposed to attribute that. You know, what are you going to do? The only thing you can do to actually use that and to use it according to the license correctly, the only thing you can do is contact the developer and ask them. You're wasting your time, you're wasting the developer's time. You could both be developing software rather than chasing around licensing issues. So another one is, my software is open source licensed. Which open source license? There are so many out there. You can't just say, my software is open source, and then just leave it up to people. Okay? Is it open source that's going to be compatible with GPL? Is it open source that's going to be compatible with whatever license I'm using? You can't do that. Another one that I've seen a lot, I've seen this with sets of artwork, icon sets, things like that, is this software is licensed under the GPL, but only for non-commercial use. And that is blatantly contradictory to the terms of the GPL. There's a lot of people out there who are using open source licensing and they don't understand the licenses that they're using. They just, you know, they throw an open source license at it and then they go, well, I don't want people to do this and I don't want people to do that, and it's not compatible with the license that they've chosen. Another great one for incompatibility, and this is my favorite, is the license on the JSON library, which states, the software shall be used for good, not evil. No one wants their software to be used for evil. Well, okay, maybe some people do. But that makes it completely incompatible with the GPL, because the GPL specifically says, not in these exact words, but it does specifically say, if you want to use it for evil, you can use it for evil. That's up to you. We're not going to make that judgment on you. Further to that, who defines good and evil? You know, there's no definition in there. So there's a lot of licensing issues. And what we're going to do, or what we do as part of the developer's marketplace, is we make these licensing issues very, very simple. When you are adding something to the developer's marketplace, you get to select from a limited set of licenses. You don't get to just throw a license in. And you can select proprietary license, or you can select from a small number of open source licenses. And what we then do is, when someone is creating an application and they want to use your widgets, we take away all of the licensing concerns from them and we handle them seamlessly without them having to worry about it at all. So if you choose to make a mobile app that you're going to license under the GPL, then we will only show you widgets that you can use under the GPL. If you're going to create a mobile app under a proprietary license, then you're not going to see the GPL licensed widgets. You're not going to see the widgets that you can't use. We're not going to let you accidentally use widgets where you can't use them for licensing issues. The other thing that we do is, when we create those packages to download for the mobile platforms, all of the licensing files are also included in that, making it very, very easy for you to comply with the licensing requirements of whatever license is used for the particular widgets. So, the other thing that we do, and getting back to the free beer, is we help you to monetize your work in creating widgets. And yes, monetizing even for open source projects. As I said, there's so many people who are caught up in the whole free beer idea of open source, but that's not what it's about. It's about the freedom of what you can do with the source code. It's the freedom of being able to share it. It's the freedom of being able to modify it and use it in the way that you want to use it. It's not about it not costing you anything to get that beer. It's about, once you've got that beer, you can drink it how you want. No one's going to tell you, sorry, you can't drink it on a Sunday. Sorry, you can't drink it with your friends. You can do what you want with it. And that's what it's all about. So there is nothing that prevents you from making money out of open source. Richard Stallman, he doesn't want there to be any proprietary software in the world. His vision is that there is no proprietary software, that everything is open source. In a world where there is only open source software, where does the money come from? All of this software that's being developed, there's a lot of it, even open source stuff, that cannot exist without making money out of it. There's a lot of big companies that are making money out of open source. It's a lot more difficult for the small guys to make money out of it. And if you're a mobile developer, a mobile app developer, you'll also know how difficult it is to make money out of mobile apps. And there's a lot of people trying a lot of different things. You've got people trying in-app advertising, in-app payments, offer walls, all sorts of crazy stuff to try and get some kind of money out of the apps they're building. Now, what we do here to help you monetize your work is not allow you to build an app and then help you making money out of that app. We allow you to build components of an app. So the parts that go into building your app, you can make those available to other developers, and you can make those available for a price. You can make them for free if you want, but if you would like to make some money out of your development work, then you are quite welcome to sell them. You're also free to choose the license that you want to sell your components, your widgets under, and a different pricing model based on the license. So if you want to make your widgets free for open source and paid for use in proprietary applications, then you can do that. If you want to make it paid in both applications, you can do that. If you want to make it a different price point for open source and for proprietary applications, you can do that. If you want to make it open source only and screw the proprietary, you can do that. It's all up to you. So, the thing that we are doing here is we're trying to help the developers, because developers like beer, and beer is not free. Even though the Sousa guys are giving it away, it's not free. The other thing that's not free is your time. Whether you're a developer who's building widgets or whether you're a developer that's building applications, your time is not free. Your time costs you money. Whether you're doing it for yourself, whether you're doing it, your development for another company, the time that you spend on that, it costs you money. So as a developer of widgets, the time that you put into developing those widgets, you deserve to earn some money from that. And that, this system allows you to earn money from that. If you're someone who's developing apps on the other side, then you can come along and you can get these widgets. And if you can get a widget and it costs you maybe €2 or maybe €5 to get this widget, and that widget saves you 10 hours of work, you've saved yourself 10 hours. Yes, it's cost you a little bit of money, but what is that 10 hours worth to you? A lot more than you're going to spend actually buying that widget. So, the developers marketplace is not just about helping the widget developers. It helps the widget developers because it allows them to monetize their work, and it helps the app developers because it provides them with the ability to create their apps a lot faster, with a lot more simplicity, a lot more ease, with better documentation and better built widgets. So that's basically it. If anyone has any questions, go right ahead. No? No one? Cool. If anyone is actually interested in checking out the software, we don't have software available for people to use yet. In the next few weeks, we will be releasing our first beta version, and you can go to the website, appmo.de, and you can sign up there. If I can find it. So if you go to the website and you click on Get Started Now, it will allow you to enter your email address and request an invitation to the beta trial. We won't send you any spam. All we'll do is, when the beta is ready in the next few weeks, we'll send you some login details so that you can get started and you can try the system out. So, okay. Thank you very much.